Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Baytex Energy Corp, ticker BTE, a player in the oil and gas exploration space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Baytex Energy is a Canadian-based energy company focused on the acquisition, development, and production of crude oil and natural gas. They've got a strong presence in Western Canada, with key assets in areas like the Eagle Ford in Texas, though they've recently shifted focus to become a more concentrated Canadian oil producer. Founded in 1993 and headquartered in Calgary, they've been navigating the volatile energy markets for decades. So, with that quick overview, let's dig into what makes this company tick. Now let's talk a bit more about Baytex's business model. They operate in the oil and gas exploration and production sector, primarily focusing on heavy oil and light oil assets in Canada. Their portfolio includes high-quality properties in Alberta and Saskatchewan, with notable operations in the Clearwater, Peace River, and Duvernay regions. Recently, they've completed a strategic repositioning by divesting U.S. assets to sharpen their focus on Canadian operations, which management believes will drive higher returns. With a market cap of around $3.1 billion and a workforce of about 370 employees, Baytex is a mid-sized player in the energy space, balancing growth ambitions with operational efficiency. Let's move on to revenue. Baytex has shown some impressive top-line growth in recent years. For 2024, their full-year revenue clocked in at about $4.21 billion CAD, up from $3.38 billion in 2023. That's a significant jump, reflecting strong production levels and favorable pricing in some quarters. Historically, their revenue has been tied closely to oil price trends, with a low of $975 million back in 2020 during the pandemic slump, bouncing back sharply as markets recovered. While I don't have the exact breakdown by product or geography for this year, it's safe to say their Canadian heavy oil assets, especially in Clearwater, are likely driving a big chunk of this growth given their strategic focus. Revenue volatility is something to watch here, as energy prices can swing hard and fast, but Baytex seems to be capitalizing on current conditions. Now, let's talk earnings. The latest quarterly results for Q4 2025 weren't exactly a home run. Baytex reported a loss of 31 per share, missing the consensus estimate of 0.02 by a wide margin. Compare that to a loss of 0.04 per share in the same quarter a year ago, and it's clear they've hit some rough patches. For the full year 2024, however, they managed a net income of $236.6 million, or 29 cents per share, a stark improvement from a $233.4 million loss in 2023. The turnaround in 2024 reflects better operational performance and cost management, though the recent quarterly miss suggests challenges like weaker oil prices or higher costs are biting. Management has highlighted record output and a focus on cost cuts, but external pressures like oil price softness are clearly impacting the bottom line. Diving into some of the commentary from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024, management painted a picture of resilience despite headwinds. They emphasized strong financial results for the year, with significant free cash flow generation that's being allocated to debt reduction and shareholder returns through dividends and buybacks. They're excited about their repositioned portfolio, particularly the growth potential in Canadian assets like Clearwater, Remoulin, which they see as a cornerstone for future production. They also acknowledged challenges like potential tariffs and oil price volatility heading into 2025, but remain optimistic about their operational momentum and balance sheet strength. It's clear they're playing a long game, focusing on sustainable growth while navigating a tricky macro environment. Let's break down the financial statements to see where Baytex stands. On the income statement side, operating income for 2024 was a solid $717.3 million, up from $643.2 million in 2023, showing they're managing to keep operations profitable despite earnings volatility. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 are at $3.34 billion, down from $7.76 billion in 2024, likely due to the divestiture of U.S. assets as part of their strategic shift. Total liabilities have also decreased, sitting at $955.6 million in 2025, compared to $3.59 billion in 2024, which has helped improve their debt-to-equity ratio to a more manageable 0.05. Cash flow is another bright spot. Free cash flow for 2024 was $593.8 million, and even in 2025, they generated $246.3 million, despite a net loss. This liquidity gives them flexibility to fund operations, pay down debt, and return capital to shareholders. Their current ratio of 3.6 also signals strong short-term financial health. Overall, the balance sheet looks healthier post-divestiture, but profitability needs to stabilize. All right, let's talk valuation. Baytex is currently trading at a price-to-sales ratio of about 4.67, which is on the higher side for the energy sector, suggesting the market might be pricing in some growth expectations. However, their price-to-earnings ratio is negative at 97.07 due to recent losses, so it's tough to gauge value on earnings alone right now. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts peg the stock at around 9.94 for 2025, climbing to 26.0 for 2026, indicating expectations of a recovery in profitability. Compared to the industry average PE of 22.49, Baytex could look attractive if they turn things around. Their enterprise value is roughly $3.43 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 5.78%, there's some appeal for value investors. But here's the catch. Energy stocks like BTE are heavily tied to commodity prices, so any valuation multiple needs to be taken with a grain of salt. I'd say they're not screamingly cheap, but if oil prices rebound, there could be upside. Let's switch gears and do a quick SWOT analysis to break down Baytex's position. Starting with strengths, their recent portfolio repositioning to focus on high-return Canadian assets like Clearwater is a big win. They've got strong reserves growth in Canada, and their free cash flow generation, $593.8 million in 2024, gives them room to reduce debt and reward shareholders. On the weaknesses side, their profitability is inconsistent, as seen in the Q4 2025 loss, and they're heavily exposed to volatile oil prices. Opportunities? Well, if heavy oil differentials narrow and WTI prices strengthen, Baytex could see a nice boost. Plus, their focus on cost efficiency and operational momentum could drive further upside. Threats include geopolitical risks, potential tariffs impacting Canadian oil exports, and broader market downturns that could drag down energy stocks. Overall, they've got a solid foundation, but need to navigate a choppy macro environment. Now, let's take a look at recent performance. Baytex's stock has been on a tear over the longer term, up a whopping 336% over the past 5 years. More recently, it's gained 12.2% in the last week, 12.5% over the past month, and an impressive 91.4% in the last 6 months. That's some serious momentum, outperforming the broader energy sector's 33.1% gain over 6 months. Looking at the chart, the stock seems to be riding a strong uptrend, likely fueled by their strategic repositioning and optimism around Canadian oil production. Short term, I'd watch for any pullbacks as potential buying opportunities, but keep an eye on oil price movements. Any weakness there could stall this rally. Long term, the trend looks bullish if they execute on their focused strategy. So, what's the bottom line on Baytex Energy? They're a company in transition, having streamlined their operations to focus on high-return Canadian assets, which is paying off in terms of revenue growth and cash flow. However, profitability remains a concern with that recent quarterly loss, and their fortunes are tied closely to oil prices. A double-edged sword. Valuation-wise, they're not dirt cheap, but there's potential if earnings stabilize. For long-term investors, Baytex could be a solid play if you believe in a sustained oil price recovery and their ability to execute on cost cuts and production growth. For now, I'd rate this as a cautious buy. Do your own research and consider the macro risks. If you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button, subscribe for more stock deep dives, and let me know in the comments which company you want me to cover next. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.